Science is political. Hassan is right. Newsom would just create a slow decline to fascism. Also, all the liberals wanting to start the vote blue, no matter who, before the primary, before the midterms, they were really quiet about Zohran. This is in reference to Hassan Piker was on with Jennifer
Welch.
On it was I've had it right.
No, or? It was a third person show. I'm not as familiar with.
Okay, well, nevertheless, he was asked. Gavin Newsom and J.D. Vance, who would you vote for? Hassan, being in California, is A, both very familiar with Gavin Newsom, and B, in California. And he said he would vote third party. Now, I assume people are not upset about how he's going to vote personally because it's California. And as I've said many times, like, you know, the issue in a safe state, who you're going to vote for is sort of secondary. But also, and I am someone who votes for the lesser of two evils. But the idea,
yeah, J.D. Vance,
that you would espouse the voting of the lesser of two evils in a primary, because that's where we are. Let's be clear. There is no nominee for the Democratic primary, and there is no nominee for the Republican, there's no Democratic nominee for the presidency, and there's no Republican nominee for the presidency. The idea that you would even be remotely perturbed during essentially what we're in is the pre-primary or the primary for 2028 as to what people are saying. I mean, I would imagine.
It is very telling that a lot of the people who were getting mad at Hassan were either career shit libs or people who are literally like paid to be Democratic shills. Because optically going after people before the primaries even began is an insane thing to do. Hassan says, give me somebody better than Gavin Newsom. And the response overwhelmingly from these people is like, no. Actually, like, no matter what, you're going with the Democrat. Well, if you believe that, then what's the point of the primary? Like, you could just put, why wouldn't the Democratic Party just choose who their guy is? Why have a primary if that's the attitude? Obviously, the point of choosing the best candidate in the primary is getting the person who has the best chance of beating the opponent. What I'm saying is like this rhetoric is so optically bad that it makes me feel like it's motivated by spite against leftists rather than by a desire to maximize votes for Democrats. You know what I mean? Like, there is a difference between being vote blue no matter who in like a, come on, guys, like, this is the best outcome sort of way. Like, you're really trying to gin people up for the Democratic vote versus this, like, spiteful, saliva dripping down your mouth, vengeful, like, well, we don't need the left anyway. We'll do what we want without you. And it's like, okay, you're not trying to win vote. You're just trying to argue online. You're just trying to argue online, you know? I think it's very silly. It's very silly. And you're obviously depreciating your own votes. Like, we know for a fact that a big part of why Kamala Harris lost was because of not only her like conciliatory behavior towards Republicans, but also because of her positioning on Gaza, which became increasingly unpopular throughout Biden's presidency, and she adopted it and then refused to clarify anything about it, you know? But Democrats don't want to talk about that. They don't even want to understand the extent to which it fucked them over because they didn't take data on people's opinions on it, and they didn't release the, you know, biopsy because it probably would have made them look really bad and really stupid. So if Democrats are so unconcerned with winning elections, how concerned should I be? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a little bit unfair of you to hold disaffected leftists to a higher standard of winning Democrats' elections than the Democrats that are actually running in those elections, you know? Autopsy, not biopsy. Thank you. Related concepts, sure, but yeah, autopsy. Very silly, very silly, very silly, I think. It doesn't get anyone elected. I wish there were more liberal Democratic voters with a can-do spirit, you know what I mean? I want them to wake up and be like, I want better than Newsom too. You should want better than Newsom, dog. Well, fucking, are you kidding? The guy who was slurping off Steve Bannon in the podcast, he chose to invite him onto? What do you, like, what? You should want better. Don't you have any standards? You don't want to admit you have no standards. If you have no standards, then why? I don't get it. Like, it's not even a matter of, like, you know, good election optics, I guess. It's also like, personally, don't you want an advocate for your ideals? I don't get it. Just people want to argue with leftists online. No, I agree, Masaiku. Just keep in mind that, like, it's not just like the shitlibs on Twitter. It's also going to be the Democratic Party, okay? The Democratic Party is going to run with this line. You're delusional if you think they won't. The Democratic Party, come the primaries, is going to adopt this, like, it is never the right time to criticize a Democrat. You are going to run with whoever we choose in the primary, and that's that attitude, which, of course, will be toxic and bad for their own optics and chance at winning, but they're going to be really fucking, they're going to be, like, this sneering, condescending, and so on. And I'm just saying, like, don't fucking do that, then, you know? Don't expect me to be more conscientious in my election optics for the Democrats than the Democrats are being for themselves. That's unreasonable. They don't pay me, that as far as you guys are aware. I'm not funded by Chorus. To my knowledge, I check my emails somewhat frequently. I haven't gotten any updates from them. Joke's on you, the Dem voter is not supposed to have any ideas or hope or aspirations. It does kind of feel like that, doesn't it? Like, Republican voters get to believe in things, stupid things, very dumb, hateful things, but they get to believe in things, and Republican politicians have to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Democratic voters, it's like, Jesus, Benjamin, Jesus, Benjamin. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, hold it. But, you know, Democratic voters have to just be like voids. You know what I mean? They just have to be loyal and obedient. And Dem politicians are like, yep, that's it. You'll expect nothing, and maybe I'll exceed that expectation. We'll find out. We'll find out. God damn, Benjamin. All right, well, hold on. I want to watch more about Sam. I want to see Sam, like, engage with this, you know?
When we were in 2020, saying something effective like, I can't even imagine voting for Joe Biden. It is stupid. And what it does to me when people do that, I mean, obviously, yes, there's the hypocrisy about Chuck Schumer not voting for Zohran and Jeffries, like, you know, Joe endorsing Brown. So late.
Keep in mind, there were more 2016 Hillary voters that shifted to Trump in 2020 than there were Bernie Sanders voters that did the same. The idea that disaffected leftists are more of a threat on moving over to the right than, like, centrist Dems who are on the fence is laughable and not backed by data. You know, we were not the problem, man.
I mean, all of that, it just goes to show, like, they don't even believe that stuff. Yeah. But in fact, I probably believe it more than they do.
Probably Hassan does.
But the idea that you would chastise somebody during a primary for such a thing gives away the game to me. Like, I am very late to the awareness of people being, and obviously now we have stories about how people are being paid online, influencers and stuff like that. I mean, I started doing this at a time where the idea of that was absurd. There was no even mechanism for anything like that.
Did you ever watch that Cal Penn interview where he described? Give me what you're talking about with the timestamp. I'd love to take a look at that.
So it never really occurs to me, but, like, I am just shocked that there is supposedly this many people motivated about who you're going to vote for in the 2028 presidential election. We're not even in the primary yet. It's a very weird.
We're only just now entering the primary for the midterms. We are about exactly 2 years out from the primary for the presidential.
The action.
Especially in the context of the previous election and what happened, say, in Michigan.
Yes. And I will also say, like, what's clearly going on right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I can watch anything from Hassan Minhaj's program. I think this might be YouTube content ID'd. Sorry.
T- to the extent that there is any competition for the Democratic establishment and the narrative about which politics work better for the country, it is quite clear who is winning, at least relative to this competition in the past. And there was a poll that's
listening to Destiny talk with Ryan Getty about the big principles of liberalism and it basically amounting to the status quo is radicalizing them out. It is very upsetting that in the modern day, liberalism has come to represent both ideologically in people's minds, but also like the party that's meant to champion it. Liberalism represents the status quo when liberals used to believe in stuff like liberals were revolutionaries in the 18th century. In the 18th and 19th centuries, liberalism wasn't the default. It was a radical departure from thousands of years of hereditary monarchy having been normalized across like much of the world, basically. And the people who advocated for liberalism weren't just like, oh yeah, like obviously we should have free speech and stuff. They were like militant, ideologically motivated people who would have strong arguments. And it seems like a lot of liberals nowadays just kind of want like this concessionary. I'm not saying that the only people who get to define liberalism should be fucking Locke or whatever, or you know, Rousseau or Jefferson, but it is worth knowing that like the founding fathers would not have tolerated the MAGA movement. That's just a fact. They would not, like, on any and every level, they would not have been allowed to exist. Not even remotely. They would have crushed it with state power. They would, the degree to which they would not have tolerated it cannot even be discussed. You know? But I'm not, again, I'm not saying that we all have to be like paleo liberals or whatever. We all have to return with a V and only act the way the founding fathers would have. But it is, again, worth remembering that like liberalism used to have an aspirational vision of what the world is supposed to look like. They would have strong, determined normative principles. They would make arguments for things being better than other things. They would talk about how they wanted people to be and how the world should be. They were not just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, the whole point is that we need to maintain this technocratic regulatory environment and this this liberal democracy that allows X and Y, and then whatever happens, happens, you know? Unfortunately, like, status quoism is just, it's dead-end ideologically, morally, but also rhetorically. People just don't want this anymore, you know? Democrats aren't happy with this anymore. Not even Democratic voters. People, regular people aren't happy, and for reasons that are pretty obvious, too. You know, like we don't need to, you don't have to be that highfalutin to understand what the issues are here.
Barry Emden clip that was going around. The number of voters who have said that the Democratic Party is too liberal is 10% higher now than it was, I think, like, 2024 or... in the past 2 years.
I saw that poll, though it's kind of difficult to know what they mean because too liberal kind of has like divergent meanings.
Something. Now, in my mind, yeah, but I scroll through to where it was.
99.
It's just incredibly vague, you know? It's like how on dating apps, the only options for your ideology are like conservative, liberal, moderate, or don't answer. And it's like that's like very not helpful. You know what I mean? Like it just leads to people being confused. I don't want to put that I'm a fucking liberal on Hinge. At least give me progressive.
Okay. So right now we've seen that,
what would an extreme liberal even look like? Dog, the French Revolution had people that they cut the heads off the fucking the kings of old on Notre Dame. They built a Church of Reason. They were executing people, man. Their radical liberalism is a real thing.
22% of, I was shocked by this, of Democrats who perceive themselves as democratic socialists. 42% under the age of 35 do. 33% of all Democrats do, which I was shocked by.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I would expect that to be a bigger difference in those age numbers. Yeah, the older Dems.
But keep going down. And then the argument is being made here. Okay, so in 2013, back during Obama, 48% of...
The funny thing is that a lot of this would have been avoided if the Democrats actually were liberals. You know what I mean? Like, if the Democrats advocated for liberalism as it existed in this country before, let's say, Reagan. Like, even a Carter version of liberalism, but you can go back LBJ or I mean, obviously FDR. Like, there are variants of liberalism in this country that are not only aspirational, but downright radical compared to what we see from the Democrats today. And they had a vision, and Democrats today don't. And that's, I mean, like, it's, would have, LBJ would have gone crazy. LBJ would not have tolerated the existence of the MAGA movement. So either, to be clear, that also would not have been happy. We've come a long way, and I like in a bad way. Parentheses negative. You know, we've come a long way. Parentheses negative. It's crazy how bad it's gotten. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who's saying that there is not a problem of this nature within the Democratic Party is either a paid operative or willfully delusional or doing it because it's part of like a big sports ball game online. Like, I think you genuinely have to be like the conservative influencer thing. Like, you're either being paid or mentally ill. Ezra Klein. Well, Ezra Klein's being paid. Ezra Klein is his whole career hinges on being the kind of liberal that consultants that fund the Democratic Party can point at and go like, yeah, that's our guy. You know, it's one of the most influential liberal thinkers in the world. And what does he say? Nothing really. What does he think? Nothing really. You know, he'll go up there and he'll say, basically, he doesn't understand why people aren't voting Democrat. That's his answer, by the way. He doesn't actually have any prescriptions or any answers. He doesn't. Well, why aren't people voting Democrat? I don't get it. The Republicans are insane. I don't know. People are just like that. Maybe we need to be more anti-trans.
Voters say...
And he did. Curiously, he did come out with some weirdly defensive statements about Epstein. That's interesting. Wonder why he did that. I wonder why, like, for no reason, just like he stepped out. Hey, listen, everyone, I don't think there was anything about Epstein that implicates the wealthy in this country. I don't know. Why did he say that? That's so weird.
Democrats are too liberal. In 2025, 58%. The problem is, I will tell you this right now. In 2004...
I don't know if that's going to be fixed, Masaigo.
If you said you were a liberal, you would be pilloried by everybody from the right. Because it was considered like liberal meant communist. Mm-hmm. Like, literally... The whole word progressive was really came in as a word to say other than liberal. Mm-hmm. In that era, that's what it meant. And 15 years later, sometime in like 2017, 2018, if you identified as a liberal, you would not get attacked by someone on the right. Like, I had people call me on Air America saying, like, you're a liberal. And I would say, dude, I'm to the left of that. And they'd be like, what? You just admitted it. Like, literally, I was like, yes, I'm doing a radio show.
I remember this era well.
And yeah. If I said I'm a liberal in 2018 on this show, the calls I would get would not be conservatives going, you just admitted it. It would be all people from the left, mostly younger than me. A lot of people are now saying like, I knew it. I knew it. And so the idea that like there's 10% extra who's saying that Democrats are too liberal, I don't think it means what it would have meant in 2013 or 1996. I think it means that there are people who are going like, they support Zionism. They are too wishy-washy on shit.
Partner with capitalists.
They partner with capitalists.
By the way, and I want to make it clear, the only reason the definitions have shifted this much is because of a complete capitulation to conservative and corporate interests in mainstream media. Like, the flippancy of liberal as a definition, the fact that it's gone all over, up and about the place, just even within my lifetime, in a way that is not the case on the other side. Conservative has always, I'm not saying there hasn't been a shift, but it's always referred more or less to like the right of center spectrum in America. It has never been considered a like demon word. It has always been like, yeah, well, that just generally describes them. Whereas liberal gets pilloried or like now it's a slur. Now it's the moderate word, you know, whatever. And that's entirely because the media has always fundamentally been on their side. And by always, I mean since at the very least the 1980s, probably to an extent earlier. I mean, obviously, you know, the Vietnam War was not exactly an era full of left sympathetic people in mainstream media, but things were different back then. And I don't know everything about everything. I'd love to, but I don't. Pillory is a fun word. Sorry. Anyway, I know we're talking this up a lot, but like I need this to be establish now, because I'm not having a fucking community schism in 2 years, assuming, God willing, assuming I'm still around doing this beautiful quote-unquote job I have, you know, in 2 years I'm not fucking doing this. Okay, my position is clear, my feet are planted in the ground. The point of a primary is to find people who the most people will vote for, who represents the best positions. I've made my positions clear. So, you know, You get the right candidate that appeals to me, or you don't. If you pick a candidate who doesn't appeal to me, that was a choice you made. I'll be casting a vote in the primary. I'll be putting my vote in, my voice. Presumably, many of you will as well. It's always been white people, Masaigo. It's always been white people. Presumptive candidate tier list win. We'll get there when we get there. We'll get there when we get there. Somebody said Will Stancil's getting mad over Vote Blue no matter who. I don't want to get mad at Stancil, the hero of Minneapolis grad. Yeah, fortunately, this guy is in my city of Seattle, so it won't matter. Uh-oh. Okay, no, they're not talking about me. There's a possibility they might have been posting a clip of mine. I don't know. I refuse to vote for Gavin Newsom if he's the nominee in 2028. 41 likes, 65 comments. Oh, shit. Blue Sky. Lib Sky. Main character syndrome. It was linked to me by a chatter. I don't know. I don't think Will Stancil's a dumb guy or anything, though he has said some dumb stuff in the past. I just hope that he understands. I hope Will Stancil understands that the reason ICE is able to do today what it is doing is because of precedent that has been established in a bipartisan sense. And if you want to prevent this stuff from happening long term, not just like a 4-year reprieve, but long term, we need to really look at what is being normalized in the bipartisan back and forth. Because ICE was getting funded and getting their funded increased long before this. Are they getting funded way the fuck more now? Yes, they are. And yet, in spite of that, basically every Democrat refuses to meaningfully condemn this. Like the Democrats pretend that ICE already has the ability to conduct house searches with administrative warrants. They refuse to say that they'll defund destroy ICE. Like, this didn't happen out of nowhere, you know? Abolish. Thank you, abolish, not destroy. Vosh forgot a word. Did this account seriously get muted because somebody said they're rude? This fucking site. This? If I recall correctly, they said some insane shit. Maybe you should stop getting behind corporate tools who demonize trans people and immigrants while supporting genocide. They're referring to Democrats here, right? That's not insane. Different post? Okay, different post. I mean, that seems fine. This is what I'm talking about. No major Dem is demonizing trans people and immigrants. Dog, what do you mean? Gavin Newsom had Republicans on his podcast and said that he agreed Democrats went too far in defending them. That maybe that's not demonizing them in the sense that it's saying they're demons or saying they're like innately bad or whatever, but that's conceding a massive policy point and moral point to Republicans. And as for immigrants, Democrats and Joe Biden specifically have pushed for more punitive, more authoritarian immigration crackdowns at the southern border. In so doing, normalizing the idea that our country is under siege from undocumented immigrants, which is the rhetorical environment that allowed the Republicans to push for ICE as hard as they have. Will Stancil is an institutionalist at the core. He believes there's nothing fishy with the whole Epstein business. Man. People who think Gavin Newsom is 99% Hitler are unlikely to be placated by someone who's 97% Gavin Newsom. I really don't think it is that difficult to find someone who isn't like Gavin Newsom on the things that people are upset about. You know, he's pretty uniquely bad. Like, you don't need to play dumb about what it is he supports that people are upset with. You know, liberals love to do this with Gaza policy as well. They're like, wow, you're really so upset with Biden over facilitating a genocide that you wouldn't vote for him. So what, you want a Democrat who like doesn't do that? Okay, good luck finding that. And it's like, it shouldn't be that hard, man. What do you mean? Dude, I think someone has punitively hired a gardener to trim the grass directly against my windows. Did my landlord do this? They're like rubbing the fucking hedge trimmer up against the glass right now. Holy shit, that's so loud in here. I have the windows closed. My bad, that was me. That's fucked up of you, Masaigu, my landlord. I can hear it. I know you can hear it. Think of how it feels for me. Will Stancil still the GOAT for single-handedly pushing ICE out of Minnesota? True, but like ICE is going to keep doing this forever until something stops. How many times can you remember a punitive carceral police state willfully retracting their own authoritarian measures? Like something has to give. Not to belabor this, but this is a citywide elected Minneapolis refusing to say whether or not voters should vote for the Democratic presidential candidate in 2028, calling it an unfair litmus test, and suggesting abstaining is okay because Minnesota always votes for Dems. Obviously, I strongly disagree with this mindset, and I think the issue we have actual electeds espousing it shows that online brain rot is an issue in the real world, too. Man, this is so low IQ. It's not online brain rot. Sometimes, like, there are larger issues at play here than the very literal factual, is J.D. Vance or Gavin Newsom immediately better in the four-year window that they will run as president? There are, like, larger things. What is this indignancy that a local official might share this opinion? Oh, it's online brain rot? The funny thing is that this kind of terminal, like, fealty to the Democratic Party is its own kind of brain rot. People act like lefties are the brain rotted ones. Oh, you get your opinions from Twitter, but like fucking 40% of young people now are saying they're Dem soaks, apparently. Like, okay, they all got that from Twitter. Okay, well, there are more people saying they're Dem soaks in the Democratic Party than there are fucking now supporting Chuck Schumer. So who's got the brain rot then? Yeah, I'm shadow boxing right now. It's just very frustrating. You'd think somebody like Will Stancil, who's not a dumb guy, would be able to, like, engage with arguments about why the place that he's at right now is a product of bipartisan sentiment. You know? It's like, it goes beyond just trumping out of nowhere. He, like, this was built on an environment in which both parties got together and agreed that America's under siege by immigrants. That it was a position that Democrats began defending in Biden's term as well. They were against it when Trump was in office from 2017 to 21. Whatever. I'm not vetting your fucking posts. I don't think he has good politics necessarily, Gayfesh. It's more like you have to understand where this comes from. Yeah. Sam Cedar joins Hassan in his war against Twitter shit libs. There you go. That's a flame. That's a fiery title. It shouldn't be that hard to say you must vote for the Democrat against the Republican, whether or not you love them. A message that applies equally to the left and center, by the way, but many people seem to want to avoid that truth. Do they not realize how bad this makes them look? That, like, when you're not even making a moral argument, you're making an argument of fealty, you know? You're not like, but this doesn't improve the voter turnout for Democrats. It's really, really ineffective. Yeah, you did this with Biden. It didn't work. Biden got his numbers because of fear over COVID, not because, you know, look how did it turn out with Kamala, huh? Like, if you want the Dems to win, you'd think it would be prudent to at least make a convincing moral argument for their victory. You know, this is why it's good for them to win. But then you have to engage. You have to go back and forth on the, you know, well, OK, do these systems, are they really created by Republicans, or, you know, to what extent are they sort of managed in a bipartisan fashion, as blah, 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 blah.